With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The waiting game continues. Israel bracing for Iranian retaliation after a blast in Tehran killed Hamas's leader. Iran blames that attack on Israel. Meanwhile, a new round of ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas are set to begin later this week. Tim Walz's handling of the George Floyd protest in Minneapolis draws fresh scrutiny from Republicans. Bernie Bennett has details.
Days after George Floyd was murdered in 2020 and waves of demonstrators fled the Minnesota streets, Governor Tim Walz sat in a room with public safety officials and pondered his options. The Minneapolis mayor had requested that Walz send in the National Guard to help. Walz's decisions in those pivotal days after Floyd was killed are facing newfound scrutiny now that Vice President Kamala Harris has selected him as her running mate in a suddenly upended race for the White House. Former President Donald Trump and his allies are seizing on criticism from other Democrats that Walz was too slow to act then, portraying him as weak. Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, said shortly after Walz was selected that Walz, quote, allowed rioters to burn down the streets of Minneapolis. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, National Hurricane Center's specialist Andrew Hagan says Tropical Storm Ernesto will bring significant rain to Puerto Rico along the several Caribbean islands.
Ernesto is expected to produce total rain amounts of 4 to 6 inches across the Leeward and Virgin Islands. And for Puerto Rico, 3 to 6 inches of rainfall is expected, but localized amounts as high as 10 inches are possible. And these rains for the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico will be, the heavier rains will be starting later today and lasting on through Wednesday night or early Thursday.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 384 points, the NASDAQ adding 369. This is SRN News. Where do you think the most religious people on earth are?
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, the answer is Africa. 90% of the people who live in sub-Saharan Africa say religion is very important in their lives. Latin America and the Middle East are the second and third most religious regions around the globe. And who comes in last? Europe. The Far East is a mixed bag, with Japan the least religious and Indonesia the most. The U.S. is less religious than the global average. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin Capitol Police have declined to investigate the leak of a state Supreme Court abortion order in June, citing a conflict of interest. Chief Justice Annette Zegler called for that investigation on June 26th after the leak of a draft order that showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood. It seeks to declare access to abortion a right that is protected by the state constitution. This is SRN News. A 4.4 magnitude earthquake strongly felt Monday afternoon from the Los Angeles area all the way to San Diego and east to the Palm Springs desert region, swaying buildings and setting off car alarms, but no major damage or injuries immediately reported. Older adults grappling with how artificial intelligence is changing the world.
The technology offers them significant benefits, from the ability to curb loneliness to making it easier to get to medical appointments. But it also has drawbacks that could be particularly dangerous for older people. A series of studies have found that senior citizens are more susceptible to both scams perpetrated using artificial intelligence and believing the types of misinformation that are being supercharged by the technology.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe, seniors are taking classes to figure out how AI is transforming the world. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.